Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at North Bridger Bison in Montana's Shields Valley. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Matt Skoglund goes into the office. A lot of life is admin. At home, at work, there's a lot to keep track of. It's no different on a farm or ranch where the all-consuming job of tending to crops and livestock is, in fact, only the beginning of a long list of things to do, many of them at a computer. So it is at North Bridger Bison. To manage the logistics of shipping meat, skulls, and merchandise by UPS, Matt sublets office space in Bozeman. And that's where we are today. Matt hauls a cloth-covered bison skull from the truck and places it on the floor.
This one I just think is so cool.
An Oregon artist upholstered the bull bison skull with Pendleton wool. In the truck, he has a dozen more skulls from the local taxidermist.
And what I found is easiest and most efficient is to take pictures of each individual skull and put them on the website. So anyways...
Having a place to do this kind of work is clutch. It's also a staging area for packing frozen meat to ship around the country, a job he used to do in his home kitchen until the day he noticed his toddler daughter sitting in a box.
And so my concern, just to be clear, I was not concerned that we were going to accidentally mail our daughter across the country. But I was like, what if tomorrow morning, it's like when you're done, there's such a feeling of relief. It's like, oh my God, that was such a big push. We just dropped off 17 boxes at UPS. I'm exhausted. And then the next morning, you're like having a cup of coffee and you look and there's like three ribeyes under the couch.
By renting this office space in Bozeman's Cannery District, Matt preserves a little sanity at home and can focus on admin when he and his part-time employee are here. On shipping days, the meat is picked up from the rented freezer space and packed with a few goodies. Some cooking tips, a sprig of sagebrush, a tuft of bison hair, stickers, and a thank you.
And then when the bison actually, when we actually ship or deliver, we have these nice tote bags with our logo.
Public radio style.
Yes. Very, very public radio.
Matt wants his customers to feel that not only are they getting 85 pounds of delicious, healthy, and convenient bison,
but you're also supporting local agriculture, open space, rural communities, rural economies, wildlife habitat, birds, waterfowl, pollinators, soil health, biodiversity, like really trying to connect all those dots for our customers, that they're a part of something bigger than just, you know, what's for dinner that night.
I mean, it's slick marketing too. I hate to call it that because that sounds disparaging, but I actually don't mean it that way at all.
No.
Especially when I've seen where it comes from.
Yeah, no. I mean, we, you know, at the end of the day, we're a business and we're building a brand and we are a brand.
All this is far from the picturesque pasture, far from the life Matt imagined when he traded his desk job for a bison ranch. But that's life. There's always paperwork and logistics. Over the years, he's just figured things out, like timing. After a couple of close calls with weather or whatnot, shipping now happens on Mondays, period.
Like if Michael Jordan was like, I want my bison to arrive on Friday, I'd say, MJ, nope, we'll do it next week on Wednesday. Like we do not have anything arrive on Thursday or Friday because we always want it to arrive on Wednesday. So we have those buffer days built
right,
in. So
right.
Those are just like little things we picked up.
Yeah.
And we just, that's our system. So
just like in my head, I'm just calculating all these expenditures.
Oh yeah. Nope. We rent this space. We rent that space. Like ranching's the hottest, sexiest thing because of the show Yellowstone.
Oh.
But the reality, like having a direct to consumer meat business, it's a ton of work. There is a lot of hustle and, you know, grinding involved, a very non-glamorous side to it to make all of it work.
Next week, Matt delivers bison organs to the director of MSU's Buffalo Nation's Food System Initiative.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.